I heard moans and groans from all the sails as we went from sail to sail. We stopped pretty soon in front of another one, and again, this is what I saw. There was a woman who had a color of a blue-gray, and parts of her decaying flesh were missing as the others. Blackness was in her bones. She had on some type parts of clothing which were on fire, and worms were crawling in and out of her form. An awful odor came from this jail cell. Torn rags hung from her arms, and they were on fire burning, but the fire did not seem to burn up the rags. In horror, I looked at her. Oh, my Lord, how horrifying. She seemed to have something in her hand. Great sobs shook her body, and great wailing cries of regret came from her. Jesus said she also was a servant of the devil. She sold her soul to Satan to work for him, and she did much, much evil. She taught and practiced witchcraft to many and turned many to the path of sin. She was a soothsayer, a diviner, and a medium for Satan. She gained much favor with the devil and all the evils that she did. She knew how to use her powers of darkness for herself and Satan. She went to devil worship services. She was, at one time, a powerful tool for the devil. She practiced black arts and was full of dead man's bones. I looked at this pitiful soul, now lost for eternity. Dirty pieces of cloth were falling from her hands, and sorrow filled my soul. She seemed to hold tight to some type of rag, and as I looked, it was a type of rag doll. The smell of death filled the place, and I saw the woman change as the other one, and I screamed, and I said, oh my God, what is this? I had never been in the cult. I'd never known anything about witchcraft except what the Holy Spirit had told me and what I'd learned in church and by other people, and this was horrifying to see. Oh, Lord, how horrible to be lost in hell. Jesus said, talking about the woman, she sold her soul to the devil to get much evil powers from him. Many of you listening to this tape need to hear and understand. She had gifts of evil. These were powers of darkness she used. Some people on earth work in the occult, the witchcraft shops, palm readers, and cults of all kind to pull many souls unto the devil. A medium of Satan is a powerful tool of evil. They are being deceived and fooled by the devil. Some workers of darkness cannot speak to Satan unless their medium speaks through them. They make human sacrifice to the devil. They try many ways to stop the true gospel of Jesus Christ from being preached. If the world only knew the depths and degrees and torments the devil goes and does to the hearts and soul of mankind, they would surely turn unto Jesus Christ. Again, Jesus began to stress how his blood was shed to save people from hell, and how he would wash away the sins if the people would only repent unto him. Jesus said there are many all over the earth who sell their souls to Satan, thinking they will live forever. But they will not. But they will die a horrible death. They should believe God's word. Satan does many evils to try to overthrow God's plan, but he shall not. He was defeated at the cross at Calvary. Jesus took the keys from Satan. It is not the Father's will that anyone perish. The first place Jesus Christ went off the cross was into hell and wrestled that old devil and took the keys away of death and hell. Jesus said after this woman died, her judgment was hell. The demons brought her before Satan. In anger, she asked why the demons controlled her, for on earth she controlled them. She asked the devil for her kingdom as he had promised her, and he laughed at her, and he told her the same as the other woman, that he hated her. He told her that the Bible was a lie. He had told her on the earth that God was not true. Satan laughed now at the woman as she cried for her kingdom. He said, this is your kingdom. I am your kingdom. People, do you not see the tricks of the devil? Do you not see how the devil deceives people right into following him? He laughed and scorned in her face. Satan is the father of liars. He spoke to the woman. I deceived you to be used by me. I used you for many years. I will never give you my kingdom. The devil moved his arm at the woman, and it seemed as if her very flesh was being ripped off her bones. She screamed in pain as a large black book was brought before the devil. She screamed in horror as the fires burned her. He opened it and ran his finger down the pages until he found her name. He said, "Yes, you did serve me on earth. You got me many souls. Your punishment was not be as bad as the others." Evil laughter rang out from him. Satan stood and pointed a finger at her. And as he did, a great wind, an evil force filled the air. A howling thunder arose from him. And Satan said, "Get your kingdom if you can." She fell to the ground as she tried to get up. Great sobs of regret came from the woman as demons began to attack her and on her bones. People where she seemed to have flesh now was gone, and only her bones remained. Great cries of sorrow filled the air as she was taken to this jail cell. Oh, Lord, how horrible to be lost in hell. We must cry out against sin and against the cult and people that worship idols and Buddhas. She was told Satan could stop anything from killing her. Satan promised her glory and fame, but deceived her and led her to hell. All the souls that take any part in witchcraft, evil occults, demonic powers, black magic, idol worship, or any form of satanic worship will go to hell if they do not repent. Repent now and call upon the Lord. I was sick many days in the spirit during the preparation of this report. If you read in Daniel, he also got sick when God began to reveal certain things to him. There are things of darkness that are too horrible to write down. Horrible forces of death and the smell of decaying flesh. Flash fires of hell and deep pits with no bottoms. Evil laughters of demonic forces are everywhere. And when you die, my friend, if you're a sinner, you go to a living hell. Demons with chains drag that soul through the gateways of hell. People repent of the work of darkness before it's too late. For we all shall stand before the judgment seat of God someday. I feel right now to pray by the power of the Holy Spirit and to pray for you out there. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, if you're a sinner, if you're in the cult, that you'll repent right now and give your heart unto the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved from these sins and these abominations unto God. Amen.